Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about video game boss battles. Or more specifically, I want to talk to you about video game boss battles that left you feeling pumped up. You'd finally conquered the big bad, only to have the rug pulled out from under you as, what's this? They weren't dead at all. They were just playing possum. Oh, you cheeky cad, you. Well, let's double up and take these dudes down once more. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game boss battles who tricked you into thinking you'd won. Number 10, The Guardian Ape, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. No point for guessing that a From Software game would end up on this list, and you know what, it won't be the only one. Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice features one especially tricksy boss fight when players battle the Guardian Ape. Those who manage to successfully skirt the giant lumbering creature's devastating attacks may find themselves able to land some blows and even use the sword that's in its neck to cut the beast's head clean off. Not too bad, right? I mean, it was a fairly tough boss battle, but why is he getting up again? Oh god! Yes, that's right, 10 seconds after the headless monster falls down Son's noggin, with the game crediting you with a shinobi execution, the Guardian Ape will clamber back to its feet and restart the fight. It is a major holy crap moment, coming from a developer that's made an art out of them, ensuring that even the most savvy Dark Souls player were caught off guard by this cheekily grotesque feat of resurrection. Number 9, Soul Master, Hollow Knight. Much like From Software's output, Hollow Knight is well noted for its ruthless, unforgiving level of difficulty. And in the case of the game's Soul Master boss fight, developers Team Cherry even ventured into flat-out trolling territory. The bulk of this battle is plenty tricky by itself, with players needing to utilize lightning-fast reactions to avoid the Soul Master's speedy attacks, while hopefully learning his attack pattern just enough to get a few hits in. But if you hammer him enough, he'll eventually go down, complete with a neat death animation leaving behind only a spell in its wake. However, jumping up to grab it will only cause the Soul Master to suddenly re-emerge and smash you through the glass floor for a second phase of the fight. And this phase is extremely tough, with the boss abusing his slam attack, which can make short work of players who are caught off guard. Worse still, Soul Master often uses fake-out slam attacks to try and throw the player off the pattern, making it even more difficult. If you happen to put the controller down after the first phase, understandably thinking that the fight was over, well, you were all out of luck. Number 8, Gil, Street Fighter 3. Street Fighter 3's final boss is Gil, who, in addition to being by far the most powerful character in the game, is also the most infuriatingly difficult to defeat. The big problem, beyond the strength of his attacks and over-the-odd stun ability, is that even if you manage to whittle down Gil's health to nil in a single round, if his combo gauge is filled to the max, he'll be able to perform his resurrection ability, restoring his health back to 100%. Hearing the in-game announcer shout, "Resurrection!" as his life bar quickly refills, pretty much may have left an entire generation of gamers with unresolved rage issues, because this graduated beyond mere trickery to being downright unfair. Granted, you could interrupt the refill if you were quick enough, but you'd need the reaction times of a cocaine-huffing cheetah for Gil not to make an infuriating recovery. In short, this guy can go suck an egg. Number 7, Sister Frida and Father Ariandel. Dark Souls 3, Ashes of Ariandel. The end of Dark Souls 3's Ashes of Ariandel DLC offers up a mighty final challenge in the way of Sister Frida and Father Ariandel. The battle actually begins with the player battling only the sister, and for the standards of Dark Souls, she's actually not too much of a challenge. After beating down her health, however, a cutscene will play out in which her blood awakens Father Ariandel, who revives her for a 2-on-1 handicap match. This is a far tougher phase of the fight, mitigated only slightly by the fact that the pair share a health bar. Skilled enough players will eventually get that bar down to nil and they can relax, right? They can finally breathe easy, but no, just after about 10 seconds, she'll come back again, this time out of nowhere as Black Flame Frida for a bonus third phase of the fight. Unsurprisingly, phase 3 is the one that tends to catch people with their pants down and causes them to make even more mistakes. And of course, seeing as this is the third phase, she's dealing catastrophic damage in this form. Considering that players were given ample visual clues that the fight was over after phase 2, this was incredibly sneaky, but would Dark Souls fans really have it any other way? Number 6, King K. Rool, Donkey Kong Country. Donkey Kong Country, of course, sees players take on King K. Rool in its final boss battle, which for a Nintendo game releasing in 1994 sure had one unexpectedly shrewd trick up its sleeve. The initial fight against K. Rool appears to be rather easy, requiring players to simply jump on his head while avoiding his aggressive charges and cannonballs. Land enough hits and K. Rool will flop over, defeated, before Donkey Kong himself applauds the player and the game's credits begin to roll. And while it's fair to say that most of us don't pay a ton of attention to a game's credit sequence, anyone who does will realize that something's a little off, given that most of the game's development is credited to Donkey Kong's Kremlings enemies. After about 20 seconds, the faux credits will finish rolling and K. Rool will spring back to life for part 2 of this fight, in which he puts up a tad more resistance, let me tell ya. The trick here isn't so much that the second phase of the fight is particularly difficult, but that many likely walked away from the controller the second that they saw their credits roll. While you were busy fetching a snack or going to the toilet, K. Rool was there, smacking your chops around.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Dr. Ned, Borderlands, Zombie Island of Dr. Ned. In Borderlands DLC Zombie Island of Dr. Ned, you'll eventually end up facing against the titular Maniacal, which turns out to be nothing more than a short firefight which most vaguely skilled players could easily get through in less than a minute. Almost immediately after his corpse hits the floor, the game's credits begin to roll, but after a few seconds, Dr. Ned re-emerges, literally slicing through the credits and shouting, "It's not over yet!" Ned has been resurrected as a zombified version of himself, Undead Ned, and is a much more typical final boss fight, set in an arena where Ned is ridiculously bullet spongy. It's not a tough fight by any means, but certainly requires much more effort than that initial throwdown. Number 4, Goopy LeGrand, Cuphead. Cuphead is a gloriously clever and impeccably designed run and gunner with a ton of memorable boss fights, but perhaps none that tricked players quite so ingeniously as Goopy LeGrand. After landing enough damage on the adorable red-nosed ball of blue slime, he'll eventually double in size for a second phase of the fight. After what feels like an eternity, especially in a game that is balls difficult, he'll eventually go into a dazed state, and if you keep firing, he'll die, even being crushed by a gravestone. Except this isn't the end of the fight, with the gravestone in fact being the surprise third phase of the battle. If you put the controller down or looked away for even a second when the gravestone showed up, well, you've only opened yourself up to Goopy's devastating grave slam attack. Though certainly not one of the game's toughest overall bosses, Goopy nevertheless makes a brave attempt to outsmart players who thought that they were done with him. Number 3. Photoshop Flowey, Undertale. It's fair to say that Undertale is really an extended exercise in trolling the player and challenging their expectations of what a video game should be. This is no better felt than in the climactic boss battle with Photoshop Flowey, aka Omega Flowey, the final boss for players who opted to take the neutral route throughout the game. What follows is a head-spinningly disorientating meta-as-hell boss battle in which Flowey pulls out a slew of unconventional fourth wall obliterating tricks. At the start of the fight, Flowey flat out tells the player that they won't be able to reload their save to escape the fight, and hilariously, even when you seem to beat him, he just reloads a backup save file that he created for himself before the fight kicked off, restoring his health. It gets worse from here though, with Flowey repeatedly killing the player by reloading the save file and continually taunting them while doing so. If most video games tend to follow a fairly familiar path with their boss battles, Undertale left the rulebook by the side of the road with its pages ripped out, strewn along the highway. Number 2. Cyberdemon, Doom 2016. 2016's soft reboot of the Doom franchise did many great things for the series, such as introducing glory kills, whereby players could perform brutal executions on stunned foes, in turn receiving some health and armor for their effort. But this gameplay element was amusingly toyed with during the game's epic boss fight against the series' legendary mainstay boss, the Cyberdemon. After hammering away at this hulking boss's health bar, you'll eventually stagger it, prompting you to make the approach for an awesome glory kill. An animation plays out as Doom Guy rips the Cyberdemon's power core out, causing it to drop down dead with a thud. Except, after using the power core to teleport yourself to hell, it has the unfortunate side effect of also resurrecting the Cyberdemon with another full bar of health. Whoops. This fight of the face is decidedly trickier as the Cyberdemon is far more aggressive, though players who hang on in there will finally be able to confirm the kill by decapitating the monster with its own horn. Gnarly. And number 1, Bizarro Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII's final boss fight against Sephiroth sure is no picnic, and it doesn't help that it just keeps going and going and going. The fight kicks off against the monstrous Bizarro form of Sephiroth, which is capable of dealing infuriating amounts of damage while also healing itself to frankly ridiculous orders of magnitude. If you make it through though, Bizarro Sephiroth will die and the screen will fade to black, suggesting that players have finally triumphed and the adventure is over. Well, not quite. When we fade back in, Sephiroth re-emerges in a much more elegant and badass new form, Safer Sephiroth, who offers up a significantly heftier challenge than Bizarro did. The trickery goes another step further though, as those who hang in there long enough to take care of this version will be forced to participate in one more battle against his regular humanoid form. But alas, this is thankfully nothing more than a scripted fight, where his health is depleted and all you need to do is wait for your limit break gauge to fill up before finishing him off with an Omni Slash. All in all, it's everything a final boss should be. Challenging, stressful, and more than a little surprising. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 video game boss battles who tricked you into thinking that you'd won. I hope you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go over to Twitter and follow me there at RetroJ with a zero, or you can go to Live and Let's Dice. It's my personal gaming channel where I do board games, streaming, loads of other little gaming bits on the side. It would be great to see you over there. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.